What's up, everybody? Welcome to another episode of the original EG3 podcast. My name's Eddie Greer, the third host of this podcast, running sports and whatever important crumps across his desk in Kansas City, Missouri on this Sunday, literally post Great Santa Race. I'll get to that in the second part of this episode. If it's your first time listening to this podcast, thank you so much for listening all year long. 2024, all year long to this podcast, this transition year. It's been quite a year, let me tell you that. But thank you so much again for listening to this podcast. You've been in and out. You've been listening every time you post. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. I can't say that enough for this podcast. And if this is your first time listening to this episode during the holiday season, thank you again for taking time out of your day. Or in this case, I'm recording on Sunday morning, literally following after completing the Great Santa Race for the second straight year from the Kansas City Running Company. Again, thank you so much. We are on iTunes, Spotify, wherever you listen to your favorite podcast, and just getting stuff out of the way. Of course, before I get into this episode presented to you by Kurt's Energy Bars, they're out there. They're out there. I did see it. I did see them. They were out there. I did stop by briefly to see what's up there. Of course, we were a part of myself, and four or five other of my Kurtz teammates / KC Smoke Runners were out doing the Patriots Day relay earlier this summer, coming in second. And of course, Kurtz Energy Bars, known, of course, for their energy bars. 8 to 9 flavors. Go check them out. KurtzBars.com. KurtzBars.com. And every time you get ready to check out, you can go ahead and use code, as it's been since I became an ambassador for Kurtz. Fast Eddie. Yes, Fast Eddie. 20% off. 20 to 25% off. I can't remember the number right now. Excuse me, right now. But again, KurtzBars.com. Every time you get ready to hit the checkout screen, apply the code FASTEDDIE. Every time you want to try a new flavor, or you want to restock up for the Christmas, or you want to use it to get someone a side Christmas gift. Anyways, yes, Christmas is coming. Definitely. KurtzBars.com. And the code FASTEDDIE. Every time you get a discount, 20 to 30% off. I think it's 20%. I know I say a range, so I should know better than that. But KurtzBars.com. Code FASTEDDIE. Every time you want to try a new flavor or want to restock. And they also have what I call granola snacks as well. Go check them out. KurtzBars.com. Kurtz, few, what drives you. Yes, so if you heard that little coughing, yes, I'm getting over a head cold. I'm sorry. I apologize about that. So if you hear coughing throughout this small portion of this episode, I'm not going to try to talk too long. We'll have to see, because I'm also recording it. I'm trying to keep up with some things here. I'm literally just getting home. Literally just got home and wanted to do a recording here on the side while my friends are down in Dallas. Dallas Full Marathon, the B&W Dallas Full Half. And one of my other, I haven't met this person yet. I will next spring. She is doing the, what I would have done if the spots would have been open, the road 50K. I was contemplating it, but I did. So backstory real quick. I did the Dallas Full Marathon 2 years ago. And I got a picture from the group text, and it is the conditions very similar to the, I remember it was overcast a little bit in the 40s, 50s, and it's supposed to rain a little later, hopefully not, but later on. So again, they're going to be thinking like, what's Eddie doing when they listen to this episode? But yes, I know, sorry, I want to get this out of the way. And so with me trying to get over this head cold, which I'm on the back end of it now, so thank goodness for that. But doing a little live check-in with my friends down there. I know half of them are going to run for fun. The others are trying to get a goal down there. So if you hear notifications go off during this 20-minute span, I apologize in advance because I'm also following what's going on with my friends down there in Dallas currently as I'm recording this podcast, 9:52 a.m. This will come out tomorrow night, so they're going to be thinking like, man, he's crazy. So anyways, yeah, so I got that going on right now currently. And I mentioned I just got done with the Great Center Race for the second straight year. But I'm going to start chronological real quick and go back to last weekend. Jumped in for a... I don't know them personally. The Davidson family last week for the Nolan's Champions run. Right? So this was their first annual. And due to part to... unfortunately for the Davidson family losing, it's just a sad story across the board. Nolan, it's just sad. But if you want to read more about it, definitely want to hop onto their Facebook page there and find that out and read more about it. But Nolan lost his life, car hit him. So just to be this short on that, so yes, and being a parent myself, and I mentioned at the beginning of this podcast, it's been quite a year in 2024, and I'm anxious to turn the page, but it's just thinking about, yes, just being a parent myself is like, I just can't imagine that. I'm even struggling just being here and my daughter's over there, you know what I'm saying? So, but yeah, it's just, everything just puts in the whole perspective in anything. So, yes. Yeah, so again, keep the Davidson family in your prayers, throughout the holiday season as of everybody. It doesn't, whether everyone you're going to lose, it's just part of life. You know what I mean? But it's just like, man, You hear it all the time, like, your parents are supposed to go before you do. That's even scarier now, being a parent myself. So, yeah, it's crazy. But that whole event last week was great to be a part, take part of that. And I did not do the 5K last week because I knew I was going to participate in one of these holiday races this weekend. I decided to jump in the 1 mile. And yes, EG3 Fast City took it in that one. So that was, I didn't go all out. So if this was a mile race with a lot of fast people, then yeah, I would have went out there and went faster than that. I just put that thing on cruise control and coasted home with the win. Yeah, just start out with let the kids start out first. We're in the holiday season, and I have said this here and there on the podcast this year, the kids, when there's holiday races going on, Thanksgiving or Christmas, kids going to be out there. You're just going to have to get around them. They're going to start out all over the place, random, zigzagging away. You're just going to have to just follow them. And I let the kids follow them, let the kids start out. And right when I was going to make a move, I was just coasting along, and then going inside of the curb, and all of a sudden, these two boys just go right, follow, just go right through, block my path a little bit. It's like, oh, got to slow down. And eventually, once I got up to the first hill out there, and this is, by the way, the Nolan's Champions Run was located at the Sporting KC Stadium, which is right next to Kansas Speedway. So I know that area pretty well. So, but yeah, once the first hill popped up, I was able to, once everything just kind of really actually spread out, I was able to move my way, and then easily, once I saw a competitor fly downhill, and then it's like, all right, just you turn it up a little bit. And I did that, and yeah, I got him on the hill, and after that, it was game over from there. So yeah, EG3 taking the mile win at the Nolan's Championship Run. There was, I'm on this backtrack here, mile Yes, there was 5K and a 10K. Okay. There's a 10K, 5K. So the 10K was two loops. 5K was one loop. And the mile run was the 1.10 mile run. I should correct myself. 1.10. Honor of Nolan was a mile. And then you add on for a little bit there. And then that was all that he wrote right there. So, yeah, man. Obviously, Nolan, just by the pictures and everything, and just by the event, Children's Mercy Park, Sporting KC Park, it was just, he was a big fan of Sporting KC, and so everyone, mostly everyone, was dressed in blue, myself included. Luckily, I had a Manhattan Running Company blue singlet, so I was able to wear that in a blue long sleeve shirt on that as well. So it was just wonderful to take it, be a small part of that as well. You're listening to the EG3 podcast. Eddie Greer III here, recording on this Sunday, folks. As it looks like one of my guys just finished the Dallas half marathon. Shout out Kevin, coming finishing. I told you, it was gonna check. It's right there. So shout out Kevin. He finished it, his half. So he was one of what, three people from the group to do a half. I know two of the others were running just for fun. I don't think I can do that. but kudos. Hey, like I said, do what you do. Don't listen to me. Do what you do best. So, but Kevin, shout out Kevin. You're on the pod. Getting a notification. He just finished the half marathon. So, shout out to Kevin on that note. So that was that. And I want to go back up real quick to the Nolan Championship run before we turn the page real quick to what just happened recently today with me. I was not. Now, obviously, yes. Shout out Fox Channel 4 News for covering the first annual Nolan Championship run. That was awesome of them to do that, especially with everything that transpired around that, unfortunately. But again, it was awesome to see them cover that. I didn't see no news van anywhere. Again, maybe I'm just a lack of awareness because I'm in the zone most of the time, 95% of the time. But there was Will, I have to put him on, I put him on blast for a minute. Funnily, yeah, so I get back to the car, and usually I don't run my phone. And then I get a message. And Will messes me. It's like, huh? I'm like, what's going on over here? What's up? So next thing I know, open the app, see what he wanted. And then no, it was just a picture, me standing there with the kids getting ready to fire off for the 1.10 run. I was like, oh man, I just started laughing like, oh, that was not supposed to happen. I was not supposed to make the news. But anyways, yours, EG3, didn't make the news. I do have the picture. I did post it up on Instagram. I did post it up on my Facebook page last weekend. So I thought that was hilarious. What gave that away in all the blue? It might have been that Falcons hat that gave it away. Clearly. So with everyone dressed in blue. Like I said, everyone was in blue for Nolan, including myself included in that. So yeah, that was very funny. So not even aware what's going on, like I just said. And then here's me just looking down at the kid, getting ready to go for the mile point 10 run. So yeah, I just want to throw that little nugget in there as well. So there is that. So all right, now we're going to flip the other side of the coin now. Like I said, I'm going to try not to talk too long because I'm on the back end now of been getting a head cold. It's that time of season where, yeah, I had a kind of feeling I was going to get it sooner than later, because with the temps, colder temps, whatnot, running in this cold weather, like, you would have told me that 10 years ago, 10, 15 years ago, I would have told you, hell no, I'm not running 20-degree weather. And apparently, even with the head cold, I'm still hard-headed enough to go out and run a little bit in this weather. So it was bound to happen. But yeah, I still ran despite all that. So I'm on the backside of it now. So, yeah, so that's the crazy in me there as well. So for these temps anyways, for the Great Santa Race today, it still felt like it was 20. Even though my Nissan said it was 40, nah, it's not, didn't feel close to that. It was like 20 yesterday. And shout out to KCRC 2.0. I was contemplating on doing Westport, but I just didn't feel like doing it. I didn't feel like doing it. I did it last year. I did both the Westport and the Great Santa Race last year. This year, and with me about to enter kind of into half marathon training, I don't want to give too much away on that. I want to save that for the grand finale, for the yearly finale next week's podcast. But given the fact that, I better not run both of these. Well, actually, last year, these two races were on different weekends. So, I was able to run Westport and confirm, I would have won Masters yesterday had I took part of that, but it's never here or there. We were runner-up Masters in, hello, another, how about this, age group winner to end the 2024 running season. Wow. I just said, this is going to be my last 5K in a while. In a long while, really, at that, given to what's going to happen, change in 2025. I'm just going to throw caution in the wind and just run off feel and just not hold back. Just go out and just run. Don't think none of that stuff. Just go out there and just do your thing. Just do what you normally just go out there and just run and see what happens. And man, I think today was probably, now I had some great runs, good solid 5Ks here lately. This probably tops it. And yes, it's not the 18. Well, I come with, what was my time? I got to look up here. 18:28. Solid. Yeah, I've been around the 18s this year. Last year, I mean, I've hit 17 twice this year. I hit 17 a lot last year. But this year, it's just one of those years, but you just got to roll the punches. You know what I mean? Every year cannot be your year. You just got to roll the punches. You know what I mean? So, but today felt, yeah, I was like, I just didn't know what's going to happen. I was like, we're just going to go out here and do what we do. I don't know. It's going to be kids in the front, whatnot. So, but yeah, Kansas City running area is super competitive. As if you don't know that by now, I don't know what you've been doing, but yeah, just go out there and see what you can do. And I thought I was going to be at least mid-pack in the front. I found myself moving forward. It's like, ooh-wee, let's go. So, like, yeah, again, man. Oh, and by the way, last year, the Great Santa Race was at Johnson County Community College, where I finished podium overall, third. Now, fast forward to here, double that. Six, missed the top five by 15 seconds. I was trying to get them. I was really trying to get that top five. Couldn't do it, but I was set up for a six in a big field like that. That's amazing. And like I said, I told somebody I could have won Masters with Westport. Not sound cocky or anything like that, but with the people that I run against, those same people I run against, In a lot of these races, yeah, that would have not have been a problem there. But I don't know, But anyways, I got a long run. That's after I did a 10-mile run yesterday and come back here to run like that. That's amazing. I'm proud of that. That's the way I do it in a solid 2024 year. Obviously, I'm going to go back, pick out my moments, and of course, excuse me, look forward. I know, it sounds horrible, but I'm telling you, I'm feeling much better. But yeah, so to end the year, for the second straight year, the Great Santa Race again, it was good to briefly talk with some people that I haven't seen really in a minute. So yes, it sounds like I've been high now a little bit, yeah, but I've been still, y'all been seeing me, I've been running with the KCRC 2.0 again. Shout out to everyone that has completed, finished their holiday races this weekend. whether it's to Westport, Great Santa, or both. I know a guy that ran both, and so maybe I could have ran both. I don't know, but it's just the fact, and maybe I could have, just because of the fact that everything will slightly change. Cause yeah, so but anyway, I'll get again more on that next week. I don't want to talk about that right now, as the morning goes along here, where I'm recording this just after 10 a.m., just after EG3 Fast 86 overall in the 2024 Great Santa Race out there in Leawood, Kansas. This is the EG3 podcast, postcast, Great Santa Race there. So I got back, wanted to get back home real quick to record this before I get on the rest of my Sunday. I got kind of a busy Sunday, so I wanted to get this knocked out. So, and see how my buddies are doing down there in Dallas, which by the time we get up, when I get done with this episode, everyone will not be finished with the half or the full. Kevin, yeah, you're going to be on the podcast. just finished, so I'm just going to check in this app real quick. Actually, here, let me check the tab here. Yeah, so we have, let's see, check a little update here real quick here before we end this episode here. Okay, so don't want to leave everyone else hanging. So Chelsea, Bobby doing the half right now, as I'm about to close in on the in another episode. They're on mile 10 as I speak right now. Again, keep this in mind, this will come out tomorrow night, so you guys will be wondering like what's going on here. But again, so yep, there's that. And four others that are doing the marathon, including my guy Shane. Right now, he's on mile 17. Right now, doing his thing right now. On pace, yeah, Shane Gu. Shout out Shane Gu. He just passed the 11.5 mile marker there. And then Milani and Haley, right now, they're both on mile 12. And I think Haley could catch up to Milani here. Before it's all said and done there. So they're tracking a little bit pretty good. Kevin just wrapped up his half marathon again. And then another person that I don't know, that I'm told that is going to be at where I'm going to be at for my spring half, is doing the road 50K. And she was supposed to do, I think, she was supposed to do, I think she was doing the marathon. I'm going to double check that. When they get back, I think she was supposed to sign for the marathon, and then, of course, she couldn't because it was sold out, so she signed up for the Road 50K, which I was going to do the Road 50K if it wasn't going to sold out, it was after the half or the 50. With all these miles put in this year, between this year and last year, all these miles, I was going to jump in the Road 50K. Seriously, I was going to do it. But when I hopped on, it's like everything sold out. I'm like, damn, Dallas, really? So, and I wonder if it was sold out when I did it. Now, me and a friend from the same group, KCRC, me and Elena, another shout out, did it on the same year. And I didn't know her before then. So I found that kind of funny that we did it the same year, and we know how he fast that. So we go. But anyways, yeah, it's just funny that, hey, you know, it comes kind of full circle a little bit. But you know what? You know, hey, you know, when you miss out, that's why people tell you sign up early. You don't miss out. I mean, hey, I was going to do the full anyway. But yeah, this, they're there. I'm here, and we took care of business up here. So. So hopefully everyone can get to the finish line okay, and everyone can stay on top on task and do the damn thing and hit their goals, and everyone can be safe and hopefully get to the finish line before it's all said and done. So yeah, they're gonna be thinking like, what's Eddie's doing some play by play? Like, hey, I got experience in that too, so I wanted to give them all their due. And I did the training with, I was asked by Haley to help train them. So I feel a part of me a little, just a little bit. I know I'm on a little rant, but just a little bit. A little bit of me feels like I should be down there. But I did my thing up here and they need to do their thing down there. And so we can celebrate when they get back up here in the KC Metro area. This is the EG3 Podcast. Eddie Greer III coming off of a sixth place run. First win, excuse me, for another age group win in 2024. Second overall in Masters. I would have got the overall Masters, quote unquote. Come on, Craig, man. No. I saw the front runners all the way. I was like, I did not look at my watch one time. That's how good I felt. I did not look at my watch one time at all. I paused it a little later because, I did not look at my watch one time. I just went off feels like, you know what, it's my last 5K, let's just go hard, get after it, and then we'll just see what happens. You know, let's not get caught up with time and all that. Let's go see what happens. And I saw the front runners the entire time, except maybe the last half. That last hill, I think, got me. You can't escape these hills. Whereas Kansas City, Liberty, or Leawood, anywhere else you run around here, you can't escape these hills. There's got to be some hill training, and I'm gonna be in for that. But I felt good. I think the second to last hill, I think, got me there. That big ass downhill in mile, what was it, like two in that, almost two and a half, somewhere in there. You're going back like a roller coaster, whoop whoop whoop, these rolling hills that we all complain about, especially when running hard. When you're not running as hard, it's easy. It's easy to get up these hills, but when you're running sub six a mile, like I just did, that's hard, especially getting the end. But yeah, that last hill kind of took the air a little bit out of me a little bit. But I saw the fifth place person. I saw the guy ahead of me the entire time. I couldn't get there. But that was the race there. Overcast. Cold again. It did not feel 40. It felt like more like 20. Like all week. Like I told you guys. That's pretty much everyone's running season is gonna wrap up this weekend. Mine has officially wrapped up for the year as well. This race, and got a little bit of mojo going heading into 2024. I just can't wait. Everything is gonna look a lot different in 2025. So we'll get that in the yearly finale of the spot. Well, it's not the final, but we'll just say the season finale. How about that? Season finale of this episode of this podcast next week. But yeah, great to see some people just for a brief minute. Didn't want to stay around too long. So there's that as well. So congratulations to all that completed. And I'm going to go ahead and say this now so I don't get made fun of later. And I know I'm knocking on wood here, but let's finish it off, folks. Yeah, my guys and girls down there in Dallas, I'm gonna throw this to the wind here. Congratulations, Kevin. Congratulations to my crew down there in Dallas. I helped out with the training a little bit, well, a lot of it, so shout out to you guys for getting it done down in Dallas. And yeah, when this podcast comes out, it'll make more sense. But congratulations to all that completed the Dallas half in full marathons today. I could be more proud, and definitely ran a lot of miles with a lot of you guys this year down there. So I feel like part of me is down there with you guys down there as you complete y'all races. So congratulations to y'all for doing your damn thing down in Dallas. I did a thing down here, up here today in Leawood, and it closes the curtain on the 2024 running calendar for EG3 Podcast. Get it? Wherever you get your podcast, again, I told you, getting over this head cold, and now it sounds bad, but no, I'm on the backside of it. So thank you again for hanging out with me. It wasn't as bad as yesterday's recording, actually, of my other podcast. But anyways, thank you for listening to the original EG3 Podcast today. When this comes out tomorrow night, you guys are gonna be thinking like, hey, just did play-by-play. Well, I did a little bit. I want to do that a little bit, so there you go on that. Again, we're gonna have our season finale tomorrow, or not tomorrow, but next week what's up with EG3? Woo! Everything's gonna be looking different a little bit, so I'm anxious to see what happens there as well. That's a cliffhanger there. Congratulations to everyone else that completed Westport, Great Santa, or any other races that I might have missed throughout the weekend. The holiday season, Christmas around the corner. Continue to be stay safe. I'm sure I say it again next week, but again, have a happy holiday season to all that have listened to this podcast. Again, oh yeah, don't forget to like and subscribe and hit the alarm bell every time I have a chance to post an episode of this EG3 podcast for Eddie Greener III. Yeah, that's me. Here in Kansas City, Missouri, this has been another episode. We have crossed the finish line. Sorry there. Got caught off guard. We have crossed the finish line again on another episode of this podcast. We'll cross the finish line double for sure next week as we wrap up the 2024 year. Eddie Greer, Fast Eddie, EG3 Podcast. We're rolling out. We'll talk to y'all next time. Peace.